Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installations, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number, tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Style! Damn.
It's I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right, RIP.
Wizzle fizzle.
Forever and always. With me as usual, down on the end of the couch, I got that one guy.
ChadOrbsTV.com.
Yeah.
That guy.
Shout out Mac-10.
Absolutely. With us today, Chaddy, we got a special guest. One that I've been anxious to have over here for a while. We'll get right into it. We got They Need Weeze in the motherfucking building.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Got them going crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Very talented individual is with us today, Chad.
For sure. We've been making this, wanting to make this happen for a few months now.
Facts. Yeah. Shout out to Wifey.
Yep.
So in real time, if you're unaware, They Need Weeze is the, he's in a marital relationship with K.O. McCoy from Yoko, Nashville. She was recently.
Shout out to the wife.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which, fuck, dude, as of recently, you guys got a fucking new single together, right? Mutual. What's the name of that record?
Mutual on all platforms.
Yes, stream that shit. We'll make sure the...
Feature K.O. McCoy, produced by Nasty Nice.
Shout out Nice.
Shout out Nice.
Yeah, all close affiliates of us, man. We know all those people. We've known K.O., luckily, for years now, and seen her in so many different adventures around the city. And recently, you know, she joined us here on an episode of... When was that, Chad, when K.O. was on the show?
I have to learn. It's been a few months, but she came here for an episode, and then we went to Yoko Nashville.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout out Yoko Nashville. But fun fact, the night we went to Yoko Nashville at the end of our interview is when we came downstairs and we met Weeze by the bar. And that was like the initial conversation to try to set up this right here. But I'm glad that it prolonged the way that it did, because since that conversation, Weeze, you've had two or three singles drop. Now recently with the song with KO herself, the joint record together, that just dropped.
It's
bringing you here today, and we're talking about a new single.
Come on now. You know what I'm saying? It all coming back full circle.
Absolutely.
Like said, we around the same people, know all the same people, so shit. It's only right that we come and do this.
Absolutely.
Got the new single with B. Howard coming.
Okay.
Later on this
Shout out B. Howard.
Let's go, man. B.
Come on. My plan is to drop a single every month this year.
Okay.
Oh, let's go, dude.
That seems to be a pretty common way of attack nowadays, man. You know what I mean? We talk about this sauce all the time, man. We're like the strategic methods of staying in their face has changed so much. But that single route seems to be the way to go.
Most definitely. You know what I'm saying? You put the content with it.
Absolutely. Visuals, et cetera, behind the scenes stuff, and then the personal, like shit like this, you know, the podcast stuff, and, you know, everything that gives everybody a glimpse of, like, the personality of the artist. It's really important shit that goes around with singles and how that works realistically.
And episode 183 is when KO was on. It was 9 months ago.
Okay.
We're filming this.
Cool. Yeah, that's where the initial conversations kind of started. I think then was right when y'all got married. It was either right before or right after. Right before. Yeah. I remember it being like a thing to where it was like, runway shit, like it was about to happen type scenario, which is amazing. You know what I mean? How's that married life treating you, dude?
Man, it's good.
Don't
it's
be
good.
Intimidated that she's sitting across the room. Okay, shout out Kayla McCoy, she's in here with us.
Nah, it's good. It's a ride though. It's for sure. It's a ride. You know what I'm saying? It taught me a lot. Taught me a lot about communication and just, you know what I'm saying, she keep me on point. Sure.
Yeah,
it's a ride though, but it's a beautiful thing.
Like, it's a beautiful story to watch too. That's what I was about to say. To see you guys like through social media and stuff, and just being, you know, friends for so long or affiliates of KO for so long and to see her happy, et cetera, and to see it with such a talented individual like yourself. And then fast forward 8-9 months into y'all's current marriage with the release of a joint single together. I think that shit is so fire because everybody knows KO McCoy. She's super talented, et cetera. But for a relationship to develop and both those individuals be equally talented and find collaborative efforts with, I don't know what that's like, a collaborative effort with wifey nowadays, but
That's cool. We keep each other on point.
Great. That's awesome. And then to see the finished product and to hear the finished product and it just be like a quality piece of music. You know what I mean? Like, you guys compliment each other well. The music's great.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to see more of that shit?
We definitely going to see more of that.
Yeah?
Yeah. That first one came out too natural, too.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Agreed.
It's where it's at. So we're going to definitely go with that. It's a lane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's an unchartered lane. Like, because when we think about, like, collaborative efforts from, like, a relationship status, we may have seen some over the years, and it may just be, like, but they're all, like, just time stamps. You know what I mean? They're never, like, relationships built off longevity or, like, relationships with any type of longevity, any type of serious commitment. Like, it's just, like, it's my boyfriend, girlfriend type, at the time, and we're both talented. Watch what we can do together.
Yeah, on the you're talking about from the R&B standpoint?
Anything.
Yeah.
I mean, just anything. We may get one or two records out of a current scenario is my point, and then it kind of, you know, fades to black.
Yeah. Right,
but, you know, when we attach marriage to the relationship, you know what I mean, it's a little bit more of a commitment value there to where it's, as a consumer, it's got to be more absorbent. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The only one I would think of, I guess, would be Bravo and Savannah.
The one that's current. Yeah, for sure.
That's a different lane. But it's dope in itself, though, that y'all are able to do that, man. And that's something else that y'all can collaborate with. And more, you know, collaborate as artists, but collaborate as husband and wife, too. That's got to be a dope feeling. You know?
Yeah, facts. For sure.
How long you been doing music?
I've been doing music since, like, it started out in a church with me, like, since I was, like, young, like, about.
Yeah.
8-9 in the youth choir, you know what I'm
okay.
saying?
Okay. Just vocally?
Just vocally.
Gotcha.
Yep, in the youth choir. Then I had started rapping. My mom got me a studio in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? She got me a studio, a little computer and a little mic and shit. So I start rapping and singing, like downloading little instrumentals. I'm burning them. I'm passing them out
to high school and shit.
So man, I've been doing this shit all since legit, like coming up, shit, graduated, doing this shit in college. I'm still going, man. But it wasn't until I got with Nice, my mm-hmm. producer, now that I, in like, shit, 2019, mm-hmm. when I found the sound, like R&B, like this, yeah. I'm really going to stick to R&B, this is what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? This is what sound the best, this is what the people want to hear, but I'm going to still keep that twang, you know what I'm saying?
Tucked off.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That little hip-hop feel to my R&B.
Yeah.
You can still jump back in there if you need to.
Or tiptoe on that line, you know what I mean? But I love that type shit, and I love how you're mentioning it now and with the timeline attached to it and mentioning Nice, because if you guys are our listeners and watchers, if you look up They Need Weeze right now, all of his contact information is listed below.
For sure.
But you'll see chunks of music as he's describing that's dated out 2-3 years. There's a whole chunk of music that's 2-3 years. That's literally more rap.
Facts.
You know what I mean? With some melodic stuff in there, but it's mostly rap. I'm comfortable saying it's mostly rap during that type of period of your creativity. You know what I mean? Fast forward to that introductory to Nice, and then, or I don't know if this is introductory rather, but to the where you start building that relationship with Nice and finding that sound that you're describing. And then narrowing it down to the R&B stuff and to the latest 2 or 3 singles, pure melodic records. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? Do you prefer one or the other?
Nah, I prefer R&B because it feels the best. Like it's the best creating, and that's where I did start. Like in a church, that's what mm-hmm. it kind of mm-hmm. taught me how to sing. So it bring me back. It do give me a sense of that childhood, and I just like creating, and I like the way we vibe on R&B because Nice to tell you he make a lot of hip hop beats and
sure.
shit, but he rather focus on R&B. That's his, you know what I'm saying? So we get together and it's like on that R&B vibe, we vibing together and we creating together. So it's like our sound at the same
mm-hmm. time. It's interesting when we mention Nice, our listeners and watchers are well wear of Nasty Nice. He's been through here. We got his tag over here on the machine. Yeah. But he's been here with Kane Comfort. And that was Kane. and that was where we got I'd say Nice kind of breaking down what you just said about his prefer how he loves that lane. He loves the love lane. You know what I mean? He loves just making these long he said that if I remember right, he was talking about the longevity of the music seems to last longer. Based off love, you know what I mean.
He may have mentioned, he may have shouted you out too on that.
I believe so,
because that was like 2022.
Yeah,
so y'all are already working. I'm pretty sure because I found out about you through the morning coffee joint with B Howard.
Facts.
That's one of my favorite. My favorite features. One of my favorite.
Oh, you killed it. Y'all both did, man. That's a great video. I love that track, man.
I think I had heard of you before then, but I didn't see you until that visual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Like, I just didn't know what the fuck you look like until the morning coffee video. Shout out B. Howard.
Was the more to it, the stuff you did in 2019, was that the first bit of music that you put up on streaming platforms? Was that the first stuff? Was that Nice as well?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay,
that was Nice. Like, I was in a rap group, before Nice,
cool.
But it was like me, Wilkes. I don't know if you
hell yeah. Shout out Wilkes.
Been on here. Shout out Wilkes, yeah.
We love that guy.
Quan DeVito and Stacks and we was rapping, you know what I'm saying? And we had met Nice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how that all came together. But then, we kinda like just all ventured out, did our own thing.
Yeah, for sure.
My peoples and shit. But you know what I'm saying? I got with Nice when we really tapped in on like you cold at rapping, you doing your shit, but this R&B shit.
Y'all had that conversation?
Yeah. This R&B shit, like you different on that R&B shit.
Yeah. Well, shout out Nice.
It's Nice for being a for real producer. Like that's for sure. Instead of just somebody that could, just slanging beats or whatever.
Yeah, 1,000,000%. I totally agree with what you're saying.
There's nothing wrong with either one, but like the producer is where you're going to get those kind of conversations.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But I've said this 1,000,000 times when we have like melodic features here on the podcast, like yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, they need Weeze as a very talented individual, to say the least. But I always applaud males that go down that lane and commit to that lane because of, like, the confidence test it has to fucking give an individual. Like, to be able to fucking portray a vocal capability comfortably on stage in front of people and to have an impact, like, anybody can get up there and fucking rap, dude. Like, we learn this artists, like, year after year with new artists and artists that fade away. Anybody can rap. It's really about, like, how you portray it and, like, you know what I mean? And how, like, you deliver, et cetera, and the song catalogs, et cetera, that build, like, careers, whatever. But that R&B shit has always just been different to me, A, because I couldn't do the shit. But I always envied the ones that could.
Yeah, it's
you know what I mean?
It's a more rare form of talent, I feel like.
Man, it is. Yeah. But when an artist will, like, they have, like, self-doubt. It seems like every R&B artist that I've encountered and, like, got to know or, like, had, like, detailed conversations with or, like, seen develop over years, it'd be like, once they reach, like, this level of comfortability in front of a crowd, they just fucking take off, dude. They become a completely different artist that does that. Like, they're just that. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Bro, the last time I saw you performing on stage, it was recently. It was like within the last couple of weeks.
For sure.
I saw that, bro.
For sure. That's what's up.
I saw that, and that's ultimately what I was getting to go around the block, to go next door, Chad, is that I saw they need Weeze on stage being a fucking R&B artist, bro. Like, that, yeah. Dude, the boy was shaking it. Well, what event am I talking about, bro? Yeah. Just to put it in content.
We would, you talk about that event at the Analog, the Hutton?
Had to have been. Yeah, I mean, it had to have been. For sure. It was real intimate setting. It was for you sure. Up on stage, you know what I mean? Crowd full. But, I mean, every time you would do anything vocally, the crowd would naturally react. You know what I mean? But it sounded good. It looked good. And it was good to see that. You come to that part of it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, based off the 2 or 3 year old catalog we're talking about, where it was more like a rap type vibe, and then getting with Nice, commit you and Nice building a relationship on a creative tip that's developed now, what I saw on that clip is basically what I'm saying. And that's to be able to harness that type of energy, bro, and then give it to the world. Is it not everybody can do that shit, Weeze. Sure. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, dog. That was a lot of content to what I'm trying to say, but I know you understand what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
You can't fool them doing that shit.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah.
I guess you could.
That's that talent. I mean, it's real vocals to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? At first, I can't always say I had the best show, but like after repetitive, you know what I'm saying? Doing this shit, man, and just finding my lane and how I'm like, you know what I'm saying? And my different way of just attacking this shit. I'm here now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mastered the art of performing, I feel like, you know.
Talk your shit. Like I said, it's that confidence barrier, bro. Once you get past that shit, there is no looking back, dog.
For sure.
But it's dope to hear that. It's dope to hear you like admit it, say that my shows may not always been the best, but like that's where I like applaud the R&B artists themselves, male particularly, because you know, it's like singing karaoke, bro. You get up there and you sing karaoke, you may think you're good. You may continue to sing karaoke week after week, but it's the first time you hear somebody fucking laugh at you or send you that negative fucking comment that you've been knowing's out there. The first time you hear it and you absorb it, you're not going to get back up there the next week. You're just not. You're going to feel a certain way about doing it, bro. Maybe your friends will encourage you to get up there when you're shit-faced drunk a few more times, but your commitment to that portion, that comfortability that you had is gone because you heard somebody shit on you.
Yeah.
But if you hear somebody shit on you and you're just like, ah, that's just one person shitting on me, I can get up there and do it again and keep doing it. That's the type of courage that I would never be able to possess.
Yeah.
Ever.
That shit, you just got to keep going, man.
Keep going.
Keep doing this shit.
I think we say those words every episode. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, it's simple, man.
Became a thing.
What we've been doing since Jump with this, with everything, really, just since the beginning of what we were doing in general, whether it's music or content or both.
Yeah. Cause I'm gonna tell you about me though. I'm gonna tell you, like, I'm gonna take that one negative comment and I could hear 1,000 good shit and I'm gonna hear that, take that one negative comment and be like, damn, okay.
How do I convince him?
I'm finna get on his ass.
I think that's most artists too, bro. And it's just difficult. Like if you scroll through it, like a post that you made of a new song or a new video, whatever it is, and you see the 25, 30, oh, this is fire. But that, like you said, that one, even though it's way outweighed by the positive, it's so hard to not want to focus on the one.
Eat you alive, dude. That should tear you down.
You're like, why? What? Everybody else is like this. Why? That, you know? And a lot of the times it may just be that somebody wants to be contrary or they want to, you know what I mean, troll or whatever.
Yes.
But I totally feel you on that one. It's hard as artists to not want to focus on that one.
Facts.
But I think that's what makes you strive to to be better. You know what I'm saying? You can obsess about it, but I don't think that's a bad thing as long as you don't
let it bring you all the way down.
It affect you, like you were saying with the karaoke stuff, like bringing it back together.
Yeah.
You know, just looking at it and being like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about, or I'll listen to what they said if it's criticism and not just hating.
Right.
And take that into effect to try to apply it in the future. Yeah.
The Mutual record that you and KO dropped, when was that?
February 24th, I think.
Yeah.
The Rain Man, dude. You see how Chad did that?
It was like February. It was like the 9th, though. It was like a week before
Valentine's. Wasn't it? Which makes perfect sense.
It's February 7th,
24th. Okay. See, we in there.
That was the latest single, though, correct? Yeah. The Mutual record? Cool. And then fast forward now, currently, we said the 29th is when this is dropping. Or we're trying to aim for the 29th.
Yeah, March 29th, yep.
New single, They Need Weeze featuring B. Howard, produced by Nasty Nice.
Yes, sir.
Name of that record was what? I'm sorry?
Same page.
Fun fact, me and Chatty actually got to hear this record right before we hit record today. Good record, dope record. Excited about that record for you, man.
That's a really good record.
Especially when it incorporates our good friend B. Howard and Nice, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, those are unspoken.
Shout out to my dogs, man.
Absolutely. No stranger to the show. B. Howard should be pulling up on us again soon. We speak quite often, actually.
He's supposed to drop.
That's B's thing, too, though, because we have so many stories about B. Howard. I will forever claim that I found B. Howard. I've said this a million times on this podcast. Like, I found it was fucking 2000 what, Chad? Seven? Or no, nine.
No, 2007. That's when I met you and him the same day.
Yeah. Yeah. I found B. Howard.
Same show.
Found him, dude. He was homeless. I'm just playing. But to fast forward fucking 20 fucking years and we're talking, you know, to a talented individual like yourself and it just happens to be featuring a guy named B. Howard and Nice. Mm-hmm. Bro, when's the last time we heard first time we heard about Nice? I'll tell you.
I remember seeing his production on Lido's stuff.
Okay. The first time we had like close affiliation with Nice was through Blaze.
No, for sure. Blaze right? would be Howard, because it's when they we started hearing tracks that they the Knights produced in 2008.
Facts.
But I think before that or around that same time, he was producing some stuff for Lito too. But yeah, they produced some stuff for Blaze and B back then.
Well,
when he did the Art Travels album,
that led into like him and B's relationship, because him and B have like that same relationship you're talking about. Yes. But Nice has that relationship with B Howard from a rapper perspective.
Facts.
Fucking crazy to Facts. Me, bro. Yeah. But then when I think about Kane Comfort, like Kane Comfort found that that's a Batman and Robin type shit all over again. Yeah. But he separates that and can do it with you too. I think that is so fucking dope, bro.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
And he's picking y'all motherfuckers, bro. Yeah. Shy's a Nice.
Shy's yeah. Nice, man.
He got that ear. He know that talent for sure.
He really does, so. Man. He's a fucking piano man on top of all that. I hate him. Not really. But to, it's dope though, with the record with B Howard coming out and like all the little pieces attached to it, bro, and to rewind the clock and all the characters involved with these stories is just it amazes me. And even to fast forward now from our sit down at Yoko to here,
mm-hmm.
it's just cool to be me some days, I guess.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to be here.
Speaking, you brung wifey with you, bro.
Brung a wife with.
We tried to get her to sit down right out the gate, and she. Fought it off.
She tried to give me. She tried to give me a little shine.
Yeah.
No, my shine first. Shout out to that.
Though. No, I think it's a. I think it's cool though with the mutual record that you guys recently released. And then I ask you if that's like going to be a thing, and you're like, yeah, you know, we based off like how well that scenario went. Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't we continue to build off that?
It's too dope. It's too dope.
Did y'all shoot a visual for that song? No.
No, we ain't shoot a visual to it, but we recorded some content and shit for it. Like you know what I'm saying? Went up, but we definitely should we shoot the video? I'll give them the video.
Yeah.
If not for this one, just for the next one or something. I think a video with you guys behind a powerful record, like even the mutual would work. But if you guys are going to continue to make music together,
facts.
It should definitely be a visual because a storyboard attached to it is I can't compare one. There's not one.
You might be on to something, though, for sure.
What I tell you about that bike?
Might be on.
Who said the same thing?
Snipes. That's my manager. You know what I'm saying? That's my flex. Shout out to Snipes. Yeah. That's my dog, for sure.
Yeah. How long has that been a thing?
Since 2020. Since 2020, yeah.
Snipes.
Yeah, Snipes. He from Memphis, but yeah, he handled all my shit, man. Like he actually threw that last event.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Got you. That looked great, bro.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, that surprised me just because I hate when shit like that happens in the city and I don't know about it. But it's like what me and you were talking about, Shot K.O. McCoy, off camera. We were talking about just not being tapped in. I think I'm fucking tapped in. I think I'm like relevant and part of all these discussions. Chad feels this same type of way sometimes. I know he does. Mm-hmm. To where shit happens and we miss it. And it's just like, fuck, I wish somebody would have told me. Not that someone's like supposed to tell me.
Right.
But I feel like I'm tapped in, and when I miss shit, I be mad at motherfuckers that don't exist. Yeah. Like it's somebody's fault. It's my own goddamn fault. But I wish I would have been at that event. Anything, was it focused on, were you like headlining that?
For sure.
Thought so. Yep. It was a Danny Weed show, right? And then somebody else performed too.
Yeah, it was Nikessa. It was an R&B artist, a female R&B.
Got
artist.
You.
Yeah. She dope though. Live show. Damn.
She from here?
That I do not know.
Gotcha. That was your first encounter with her?
First encounter with her.
Gotcha.
But my people, OC, shout out to OC, he brung her on the show, and she did a thing for sure.
Will that be a thing that we see again, like an event type scenario? That
Most definitely. Most definitely. Cool. We're going to keep it coming for sure.
Dope.
It turned out.
It looked fucking great, dude. Sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you get something that works like that, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, water that plant. Most for sure. But y'all talking about like giving other artists opportunities, or would it just be like a Weeze showcase type thing where we just get a glimpse of you periodically, which is fine.
Fine. Know what I'm saying? I like to sit it around me, but I could put my people on, you know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. That's for cool sure. That you got that avenue though, just to be able to do that. Yeah,
for sure.
You play music, play instruments of any kind?
No, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Just the vocals. That's it.
Hey, that's enough. Hey, that's enough, dog.
Nah, man. I leave it to Nice. You feel me?
Right.
But I've been around that, though, and I love that, you know what I'm saying, that live feel. You know what I'm saying? I love performing live. I love performing with the band. Is that, you know what I'm saying, like that church feel. You feel me?
For sure.
I never been able to play it, but if I could play, I would definitely go to keys.
I was going
to
ask if you could play any instrument, what would it be? That mine probably be piano too.
Yeah. That shit dope as hell. Them chords.
Yeah, for sure.
And that shit dope.
I'd love it, especially to mix it with the vocals already. I tell people all the time, let you pick up any finger off either hand, cut it off if you give me a vocal capability.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good trade, right? Yeah. Not my thumb, though.
Right.
Well, you just said any finger. So
that's not a finger, it's your thumb.
No. Wait, when somebody asks how many fingers you got, you say five.
I say eight.
You do not say eight.
I say eight and two thumbs.
Nobody says that.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, well, you have to lose a thumb.
Fuck you.
That's the only way you can do it.
I don't want to lose a thumb.
All right, well.
I couldn't lose a thumb. You couldn't do shit without a thumb. Go ahead.
You want to bring KO on?
I'm down. You down?
What's up, baby?
Well, the hell with it. We'll be right back with KO McCoy.
Hell yeah.
Boom, we're back just like that. My bad. But we had to get wifey on. It's not ever so often that you have a very talented individual. They need wheeze in the building. But he brung with him his wife, KO McCoy.
What's goody?
Yeah. Chad, what number was she on? We said it.
183. Can you turn me down a little bit? I think it's 183.
I think it's your headphones.
There we go. Perfect. Yeah, I think it was 9 months ago. Like episode 183, we had KO on.
Yeah, and fun fact, we mentioned this earlier on the episode, but when episode 183, when KO came through, that was right before these two got married.
Mm-hmm.
And then we fast forward 9 months to where we are now. They have a new single, collaborative effort, The Mutual Record. Chad, we'll make sure that's in the description, the link to that.
All the links, yeah, for sure.
To that audio. Mm-hmm. But before the break, before we got KO on, we were encouraging these two to Wheeze warned us that would be a thing, that these two would collaborate more often, that it seems to be a great formula. We agree, and then they promise us a visual.
Yeah.
Right?
We got to get that visual out there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, nobody does that shit. Like, we were talking about, like, name a comparison, and there isn't one. Like, there really isn't. I can't think of a husband and wife, a talented husband and wife, let's get that part out there, is that ever been a thing?
Well, you got Beyoncé and Jay-Z. They did their little.
Yeah, but Jay-Z ain't singing.
That's true.
Facts. But that's like you're talking about singing. You're talking about singing, yeah. Not just.
Yeah.
There's been rappers and singers, but not singers.
Sure, but not singers.
Right. Not singing, yeah.
I don't think so.
First of its kind, dude.
I was about to say you had Ike and Tina Turner.
Man, no. Come on, guys. There's levels to this shit.
For sure. Now, I don't think, but we could be missing someone that we don't know about.
I mean, I'm sure there's some in country music, obviously.
Exactly. And I'm sure, and no disrespect to any of that, but you ain't hit our radar.
No, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And right. I just think that would be so fucking dope, bro. Especially if it has the caliber of like the new single that Wheeze has would be Howard. Mm-hmm. And then the mutual, like, man. We got to talk to Nice. I wish Nice was here because he could help bring this to life faster.
Yeah, no, it definitely would be Nice because Nice is Nice.
He understands.
He understands it, yeah. But yeah, not Nice. Not even having to say nothing.
He's a fucking wizard. He like knows shit. You know what I'm saying?
He's Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Shout out
he's
Harry Potter.
Nashville's Harry Potter.
Wow. Yeah,
shout out Nice, dude.
Shout out Nice. But he does have that like ear and capability of like bringing out. You know, Wheeze talked about the conversation they had. I think that is like a key element to like that person's individual value. Like even to be able to have that type of conversation with a creator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I have those type of conversations with that guy. But luckily he's my best friend. We've been friends forever and we're partners with Show and Prove Entertainment. Like it's a thing, you know what I mean? And Chad will openly like thank me for those type conversations because you don't get them from everywhere.
We actually had the luxury of having Nice and his wife on our honeymoon. And
oh, dope.
So to even like have the conversations with them on that level and capacity was super dope. Like they're very supportive. They're ahead of us in this game. Mm-hmm. So it's like to know that whenever we like may run into stuff that we have no idea how to figure out, we have people that are already close to us.
Yeah. For guidance and absolutely. That is a man. And to have it and recognize it, you know what I'm saying? Is a different element. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, it's real easy for us to speak about people who don't have those type relationships with people that get that outside influence that actually means something.
Yeah.
Like for you to actually, you know, take it on and not be like, you know, I mean, fuck you.
I think for women, I think that's very easy. Like, we naturally, like, can, especially when it's something like we really want to learn or really want to master, like, it's easy for us to step back. I think it's harder for men because y'all are like, I'm the leader, but and it's hard for y'all to express yourself, but I think it's not impossible.
Was that something y'all want to speak about that a little bit? Like, was that something that Weez that she helped you with as far as maybe like opening up more, not just as an artist, but just in general? Is that was you more closed off?
Was okay. For sure. She helped me open up for sure.
And what's funny about that, he's saying I helped him. He helped me because I'm a very like strong individual type female, but like when I met him, that's why like I literally, when I look at him sometimes I get so annoyed because I'm like, you're the first person ever in my entire life that made me just be like, okay, I'm gonna listen. Shut up. Let me step in my feminine for real.
Yeah.
And it's a struggle because I'm so used to being in my masculine more than my feminine.
Yeah.
But he naturally pulled that out of me.
Yeah.
And like I struggle with only operating in that, but
his input matters to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's important. I mean, but I think it's dope that you recognize that your partner is that one that you recognize that with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
And it, just based off how you describe your own personality, like on a wide span, you know, like to recognize that with your partner has to be a refreshing thought. Even though it could be an annoying thought, it has to be refreshing in the same sentence. You know what I mean?
It's definitely a ride. And I think like just even with the tools that I picked up by wanting to master being in a happy, healthy marriage, it the most important thing was like you're gonna mirror each other, point blank. Like you become one. But like when I look at him and get mad at him for something, I'm really looking at myself and getting mad about something.
Yeah,
that's real as fuck.
Yeah.
Sure.
This is our first. We ain't never had a husband and wife together.
I don't think
on the show.
Not on the show,
should we the first to do it, baby?
Right. Ones. I love it though.
You got some shit to say.
Hell right. Yeah.
How did y'all meet?
He came on an interview at the radio station.
Okay, what set that up? But how did that go through that day for us? Or just a little
we
breakdown.
We actually had a little debate about this not too long ago. But
hell yeah.
He was in my DMs and was like, you know, when we gonna do a song together? And I'm like, let me hear your stuff.
Yeah.
When I heard his music, I was like, nah, for real, like, he's very, very talented.
Undeniably talented.
Yeah, and to be honest, I honestly wasn't even working on music at this. But so he was inspiring me to be like, nah, I want to do this.
Pause. What year was this? Can we do, what year was that?
22?
No, it was 20.
Okay, before.
Before.
Yeah, because this is before. This is like when you guys meet type shit. So when
this is...
He was in my DMs for quite some time, like doing some little stuff, but I wasn't paying.
But when you, I guess I'm only asking the timeline because I'm interested to know when you said I want to hear your music first.
2020.
Okay, but did he send you rap music or R&B music?
It was R&B. It had to have been R&B.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
because you follow where I'm at. Because based off the timeline, I know that's when.
No,
that's
2020.
When, okay, cool.
This is Derby Shower, Goa Baby. That's what I heard.
So you were saying the R&B stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I knew he actually was best friends with one of my first cousins when we were younger. So we've known of each other for a very long. We went to high school together.
Yeah.
Oh shit. That changed the whole dynamic of the fucking conversation.
But y'all never ran together or nothing.
No,
y'all just
we
knew
weren't
each
in
other.
The same. No, we just
same
knew
grade.
Each other. Yeah.
Gotcha. Like, cool.
Same.
That makes sense.
Same people. Same circles. We just never really.
And then the Yoko thing. You say the first time you like met Weez like that way, I guess was through an interview at Yoko, which is crazy considering.
He kept telling me, like, let's do the record. And I'm like, I'm busy right now. And then the person who I was working with on some medical stuff, he died. And I'm just like, dude, like, I can make it up to you by doing an interview with you. But I don't have time for music right now. And that's kind of what it was.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
And even to Mutual, I still have not really. That's like when I took a break from music.
Yeah.
And then, like, him pulling me back into it.
For the Mutual record.
I haven't been on stage in over... Probably 10 years.
So hold up.
Oh, wow.
So Weez, the recent event that I was throwing flowers on, you came out and performed?
I have not been on stage in over 10 years.
So that just explains another reason why I'm pissed the fuck off that I didn't get to witness it in real time. I had to watch shit.
I haven't been on stage in over 10 years and or even in the studio.
That's crazy to me.
That shit like riding a bike, though.
Shout out to Weeze.
Right, right.
It really is. It really was him, though.
Shout out to you, brother, because honestly, like, we spoke about it early on the first segment about how undeniably talented KO is. You know what I mean? And it's something that me and Chad got to witness 10 plus years ago. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The first time I ever saw her with her group Infinity, right?
Yep.
We were at UMC and I went solo at the UMC. I just recently did the 101 thing. I had a little buzz popping and I was going to slide in the UMC and just walk away with that motherfucker. And then these chicks came out of nowhere and sent me home first round. But she was leader of that pack. You know what I mean? And that was our first glimpse of KO McCoy. And that's these 10 plus years ago, like the beginning of like that type era that she's mentioning.
That's
before.
That's over.
That was so many years ago.
That's 2010.
Like, that's like 18 years ago.
God, don't say that.
2009, 2010.
But that's early enough to where, you know, like fast forward to where she stopped doing music for 10 years is my thing. And then, you know, these two become in a relationship and now, have created together a record that is enough to where I know people want more.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Nice. And then it being the lane that we're talking about on the first segment, y'all got to do more.
That too.
And then think about the content. Because we talked about on the first segment, Weeze, about how these singles and the singles can go based off the content around them.
We talk about this all the time. And then what's even funnier is like, it's not even just us. Like, we have a huge... It's our kids too.
Village.
Like, it's like, dude, because my son, like the one I just showed you, when he was coming to, all of our kids have been around it their whole life.
Facts. Yep.
My son is like on Twitch right now with like people who have millions of views. They're just randomly playing his song off of YouTube. And I'm like,
yeah, that's cool.
I need to focus on this look because he got the energy to do this.
Right.
Yeah. And what's crazy, I remember going back to the UMC thing, I told Squints leading up to it, I said, bro, the one person you don't want to draw is Infinity.
Yep.
And that's exactly who he drew.
I was like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
We got this.
Because I knew how that went because I lost. I went up against a dude named Trey E, who was an R&B singer.
Oh, I remember him.
Remember him? And I lost in the first round previously. But same thing. One guy I didn't want to draw was him. And that's who I drew the first round. Because it's a...
Them girls came out with choreographed.
Oh, bro,
they killed
the shit, dude.
Killed it.
We went up there and rapped.
I've been knowing about that, too.
I had no fucking clue, bro.
Yeah. I had no clue who the fuck I was going to get. I had no fucking clue.
You are like
didn't
Infinity.
Care.
Okay with the shits.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit.
Yeah. Shout out to the Rollins.
I seen them, and then I was like, that may be a problem.
Then they were like,
but they performed first, didn't they? Didn't they perform before me?
Mm-hmm. Yo, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You had to follow them. Yeah, it didn't matter what you came out and did, dude.
But I knew that. I remember saying it. I remember, like, I wish we had this. This has to be on footage somewhere.
It is. I think it's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. God, we need to find this. Yeah. But I want to, it's either at the beginning of my performance or the end. I know I say something along those lines, like, look, I already know what's about to happen.
You did.
I appreciate all of y'all. Yeah. Be sure to check me out. La, 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 la.
It was just it was.
See, I like this whole concept, like, and we're all still like, we could all walk up to each other and be like, man, what you been up to? Like,
oh,
you
know, for sure.
Yeah.
That at the analog, that's what I want to create with my husband, like the whole UMC feel.
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah,
bringing in like podcasts and bringing in the radio aspect, like we actually can give people stuff now.
Yeah.
Versus what we were promised and never really got.
Right. Yeah. Same here.
1,000,000%.
We didn't get none of the stuff. I got some of it, but not near as much.
And what we were promised.
Right.
Like, we got some, but like not what we were promised. And if we did get the stuff that we were promised, I do feel like it would have changed the direction.
Especially back then, because that was before social media. I mean, Twitter had just started when that was. And that's crazy. That long ago, Twitter just started.
That's wild as fuck.
Instagram wasn't even out. Yeah, there was MySpace and Facebook.
Yep,
that was it.
Yeah, I do think though, like, you know,
I don't even think Facebook was out yet.
You had to have a college.
You had to have a college ID. You had to be a college student.
We couldn't just get on unless we had like a college email. I'm like,
yeah, it had to be a college email. Yeah, initially, I remember shout Sticks. Y'all know Sticks. Sticks is a.
Yeah.
He was the first one that I saw that. I don't know if he was currently a student at the time, but he was the first person that I saw like share their Facebook profile. And I was thinking like, how did motherfucker get Facebook?
Yep. My brother showed me because he was at MTSU, and I was like, oh, this is cool. I want to get it. He's like, you can't do it, bro.
You're not invited.
Yeah, you have to have a – you got to be in college to this? Yeah. Fuck Facebook.
Right.
Yeah. Now, fast forward, you know, it's a lot different now, but it's wild, though. That's cool, though, that that after 10 years off, like, you was able to get on stage with him at that spot, and it was like nothing.
Well, that's that natural talent shit. For sure. You know what I'm saying?
I never really, like, just cold turkey, like, always been – out, but it's like radio kind of kept me in, and I was still writing, and like I was doing getting some stuff done in the studio in 2020, but then like 2020 kind of shut everything down again, so it was like, man, forget this, I'm finna get my bag and come back.
Yeah
But he was like, nah.
So after the interview, was the interview what was like, okay,
no,
it was just a normal interview.
You gotta remember, I was still going through probably still going through postpartum depression, not as bad as 9 months ago, but
right.
No, I was like, he was like, I'm going to the studio. I'm like, okay. He's like, can you write something to this? And I was like, yeah, I'll try.
And just write?
Like, yeah. And I was like, this is what I got. And he was like, okay, we're going to go to the studio. And I was like, just tell me when.
That was mutual.
Yeah.
But you was determined, like, we're gonna work on something.
He literally cool. still like, and yeah. I just, it's not that I don't want to, it's just, and I literally feel like therapy, and it's just the timing, like,
mm-hmm. right, no, I get it,
of everything. Yeah. Like, you, and then when I create, I want to be able to like actually create and not have a time limit, or yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I mean, like the pressure of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it feels like more natural, instead of like where you yeah. got a time slot, you got to get this creation done.
No, facts. And yeah. I think we both, and I like, even with us being married and having a baby, I think we both are still like figuring that piece out, because like when he goes to the studio, like it could be a, like our baby girl actually went with us, but it's like sometimes you gotta be able to
separate.
So for it's sure like letting him go and not be able, like not bugging him, like bring milk when you come home, or hey, what did you do with this? It's like we're still trying to figure that, like, to where we're both happy and we're both giving each other that me time space.
I think it's so interesting though, as I sit and think about it, like I really do. Like, I could only imagine. I'm thinking about the craziest shit. I could only imagine what it's like for y'all's kids when they hear you two creating, like, just singing.
Oh, my daughter, like, together, she was in there while we made the song.
So no,
like,
I'm not even talking about the studio.
No, when I say, like, if you turn the song on,
yeah,
if she's crying, screaming bloody murder, you turn that song on, she's like,
no, she's like, everything's all right.
And then she'll look, she knows it's him, she'll look at him, like, wait for him to sing, she'll look at me and wait for me to sing.
Yeah, I love
it's just it. It's just because that's what they've been around, just like y'all, you know, were around it at a young age, like you were saying, and then, like, obviously you was performing at a young age, and what you were saying in the other part of the interview, so it's like, it kind of just, y'all are carrying that on, you know, to like y'all's kids too.
And I feel like my oldest son, he gonna end up teaching us some stuff, because he asked
the
for
new wave
he does old. Everything on his phone.
Shout out to him.
It's crazy. It, like, in his songs,
it's a whole new wave, man.
His song sounds, I'm like, where do you record this?
I recorded on my iPad. I'm like, what? I've heard people tell me that too, and I'm like,
that ain't like you. And then I'm like, no, that really is him. Like, what effects did you use on your voice? And he's like, it's in the system. And I'm like,
it's wild.
You know what? Okay, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So for punishment too, it's like, this new thing that I'm trying. I'm like, you can write me a 3-page essay, or you gonna write me a song explaining what this.
Okay,
is.
That's interesting. Yeah. How you feel about that, Weez? Think that's a good. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
At first, he was like, man, from a boy's perspective, he's like, I get it, but he gonna be like, man, F that song.
Right. But he gonna get that work done.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And if it's the other route, he's still gonna do something creatively, and there'll still be effort there. So I get it. I really do.
That's why I told you, it gotta be fire.
You gotta be fire. It ain't gonna be no half ass fucking
show.
Yeah. I totally understand what you're saying.
I need cover art and everything.
Okay. Hell yeah. I love it. But damn, that's a different way of going about it, I guess. But
listen,
that's cool though.
And it's funny because, like, we have a 16-year-old, we have a 12-year-old, we have a 9-year-old, and then the 14-month-old.
Village.
We literally see every aspect of a kid. Yeah. And then they mirror you too. So it's like, if you really want to know where you are as a person in life, look at your kid.
Wow. Yeah, it's true.
It's true. Sure.
But mine tear down for sure. 16, 9, and 3. I mean, it's fucking, or 16, 12, and 3. 18, 12, and 3. Thanks, Chad. But yeah, it's wild to see it like that when it, but still, I can only imagine being one of those children and hearing their mother and dad singing like on Sunday morning as they're getting ready for church, or like on the way home, one of our favorite songs come on the radio and just everybody in the car start belting it out. That's a pretty talented front seat. You know what I'm saying? Like what's going on up there. But
even when we playing around, it sounds good.
I bet. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, even like nursery rhymes are fucking the silliest shit. You guys could put spins on it from just being dope ass fucking creative like parents. Yes, like dude.
No, it really is. Yeah. I want us to do that though. That, like, would I want be us great. To come up with like kids' albums.
Dude, I'm telling you, the marital content, like when I think about it, like to have it's a endless. Partner that it is fucking endless, from cooking together to prepping meals to walking sports, around the block to sports, TikTok, anything like that. Like, but a marital healthy relationship that's able to be portrayed to the public that also has talent attached to it, natural talent that's undeniable from both both individuals. That is fucking gold. Like, anyway, I can help self-produce or direct any of this content, guys. Just let me know.
Absolutely. Okay?
And then we'll bring the kids into it, and there's a whole different demographic.
Yeah.
We're going to win.
There's no way to lose.
There's not.
Especially that avenue now that they do with, like, couples videos on, like, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, all that. You'll get so much more out of
traction,
that
yes.
than you will a music video.
Being able to upload any video content to YouTube and be just able to check it. That box that says, this is safe for kids. When you check that box and you enable yourself to filter into all those algorithms that are safe for kids, you are opening eyes.
Endless money.
It are nuts that will change your demographics.
Damn. Because kids, all they do is.
Oh, yeah. I got two. I got, well, one of them's asleep, but the other one right now, I promise you, that's what she's doing. She's playing a game, or she's watching something, or engaged in something on the fucking tablet.
It's like, yes, we have all these great opportunities, but then it's like, do you want, like, let's let them do this naturally if they want to do it, because look at how all the Disney kids turned out.
No, for sure.
Yeah,
you
for sure.
Know what I mean?
Forced, like, to do it, yeah. Or it's like when we were younger, you know what I mean? It wasn't so much phones, but it was like,
we were outside.
A lot of a lot of times though, kids would grow up and their parents would make them learn an instrument that they didn't want, or make them go do gymnastics or karate or ballet, depending on if it's girl or boy or whatever. Like when we were kids, now that thing is probably all just with the phone, just like you were saying, you know what I mean? Like it's not as much of a, I don't know, like that kind of.
It is weird, and it's kind of like you either have to like get with it or get left behind type
facts.
Of thing. But you still have to like make sure you're like in control.
You have to adapt. You have to
adapt, but at the same time, you got to make sure you're being responsible with it.
I still think it's crazy though. The punishment for the kid was either write a song or
that's dope.
That's dope. It's dope as fuck.
I know he's not gonna do the three-page essay. Right. I know you know how to make a song.
And we double down so it can't be trash.
Yeah, it's gotta be fire.
It's gotta be fire, bro. And then KO said it's gotta have cover art.
And the whole thing is, you have in the song, he has to basically convey what he thinks a man is.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So now the song is there's subject to the song.
Absolutely. It's what he thinks a man is, and there was like two other parts that he had to implement in that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is this an ongoing thing, like right now, like dealing with?
I think he has, and I put a date to it. I put. He is due by March 22nd, 11:59 p.m.
Let's go.
College.
Don't be late, though.
Dude, that's great.
And I know you're going to come with it.
You got talent for sure.
Yeah.
It's been dope having y'all, man. I'm glad that y'all were able to pull up on us today, bro. Cool. And especially Wheeze, man, having you pull up, bro, especially around just seeing you on fire, bro. Doing what you're doing, bro. I love what you're doing. I'm a fan before anything, bro. Luckily, you're just married to another friend of mine that's also a talented individual. But when I think about the broader perspective of you two and as artists and shit, bro, I love to watch you guys do what you guys do. I encourage so much more of it. I'd love for you guys to put numerous singles out together, maybe give us some of this content we're talking about. That'd be fucking okay. fire.
You'll have to come back and yeah.
He came. Snipes talked to him, and he came. He got back in the car, and he was like, "Man, we got to get on this contest."
Yes,
where it's at. I'm telling you,
we got to. We got to feed it. We
got to.
Yeah.
You got to, man. That's we feed that. We feed that machine daily, multiple times, and it still isn't enough.
Sure. Yeah, it's never still enough.
Not enough.
So y'all think TikTok is gonna get banned this time for real?
It wouldn't affect me. Chad's got 200,000.
That's our biggest following, but it's so much easier to get a follow on TikTok than Instagram.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's what I heard.
Right.
And there's more like authentic people on out there who actually really support you.
Yeah, TikTok, you can do any little small thing and they'll just delete your entire account or ban it or strike it or whatever. And it's stuff that you didn't even do.
I don't understand why it's getting banned. I don't understand.
Something about the privacy with it being from China or something. I don't know if it's going to actually.
No, I think it's going to happen this time. It's the owner of TikTok, if he does not sell to someone else, obviously an American, mm-hmm. where we can censor everything.
Right.
That's why, because they don't have control over the censor. Like,
censoring.
There you go. And, you know.
Just based off ownership, they don't have control over the censorship the way it's portrayed to the world.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. But if you think about it, though, look at what you just said.
Yeah.
They literally will take you off for the smallest
things. They don't explain anything.
That's what's dumb about it. Because look at Twitter. Because Twitter's owned by, or X is owned by Elon Musk. And Elon Musk, no holds barred. You can fuck it, bro.
X is porn.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
People getting beheaded. This is basically death.
No holds barred. That's what I'm saying. Like, Elon Musk made it. We can do whatever the fuck you want.
It's crazy.
So there is zero censorship, which is bananas to me.
But that's okay.
It's too.
I'm not saying it's okay. Yeah.
They're saying it's okay.
We could agree. Both parties could agree on banning TikTok.
Yeah.
Where people can go and find information for themselves.
Sure.
The truth. Let's just call it what it is. The truth. Yeah. But we couldn't agree on gun laws, and we couldn't agree on women's rights.
Yeah. It's like Instagram when you go and you get the sensitive thing. Or you get like that little black thing and it says like I sensory CY, and you have the option to either
just watch it anyway, right? Or CY.
Yeah. At least there's that. There's a barrier.
Just the gap. So look at it like this. On TikTok, they removed the sound from one of my videos because I said fuck too many times, I'm assuming.
Fuck.
Said it was considered hate speech, right?
Fuck.
I could literally upload a video of somebody getting their head blown off on Twitter, and no problem whatsoever.
Not at all.
It'll stay up there forever, and it's literally somebody murdering somebody else. But I can post a TikTok video and I say too many bad words, and they, you know what I mean? There's such a gap.
But Twitter's not monetized, right?
No, it is now. Like, depending on
posts too, or is just like lives and that content where
it's starting to go that way. Yeah, like to where you can.
But the reason that is because TikTok was in China, it looks completely different than the way it does.
The interface and everything. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Because
it's more educational and for the betterment of those kids' minds.
Oh, their algorithms are completely different.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's because what we feed the algorithm is what I kept trying
to tell
you. Like, we are feeding what we're seeing.
Mm.
And they actually are trying to make sure that we're not seeing too much harmful stuff. Because, like, some kids can't even wear a sports bra because they're like, no, you're a kid. Like, you're getting flagged. You're getting taken down.
Yeah.
So they're doing their due diligence to me.
No, I'm fine with the TikTok being what it is. I'm just saying it's crazy the difference in, like.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, when I pull up, so I don't get on Twitter.
It's cool.
I don't get on there and post, but, like, I'll get on there to look for, like, certain music updates or.
Porn.
No, I don't. Like. But I don't know what I'm fixing to see when I open
X.
Like, somebody, it'll show somebody try to kill a dolphin.
That's how I am. Like, I don't open it enough. So when I do open it, there's always a surprise.
Yeah,
there's always something just
DJ
like, God.
Lando said, shout out to DJ Lando.
Shout out Lando.
He was like, you didn't see the school shooting? It's on Twitter. And then he was like, well, hold on. He's like, please don't judge me for whatever might pop up.
Yeah, because it's unsolicited, bro. Yeah.
My algorithm would be fucked if I was on there too much. Trust me.
I get on there to look at battle rap updates and like music. I follow a few musicians and comedians because a lot of comedians will tweet more.
It's uncensored. You know what I'm saying?
So like, and some stuff, like, they'll get their videos will get taken off of YouTube, so they'll upload it on.
But I don't use it. Do y'all use Twitter daily?
No,
me neither.
It's hard to navigate Instagram, let alone five other platforms. Like, right. I'm really bad at that, but. We're going to figure that out, too.
No, for sure.
Well, any way that I can help or we can help contribute to this.
I'm going to take you up on that.
I'm down, man. I'm fucking down. I told you, we're all going to win. We're out of here. Me and Chad already talked about making the toy videos with Hartley.
His youngest daughter for sure is going to be a YouTube star.
We've already named her YouTube channel and everything. She don't know it, but it's coming.
There's not going to be any pushback, I'm sure.
She loves it.
She likes to come like talk on the microphones and stuff now.
Yeah, the little one that came out here.
Yeah.
So literally what you just said about us being like, she's doing the same thing.
Yeah, same shit. Exact same shit. But I guess the difference is, though, to my argument, is that there's so many parents are like, I don't want to say forcing that on their, or like trying to do that with their children now. And that, it's a money avenue. I get all that type shit. But
is that natural?
And when I see the parent shit that incorporates their kids, whether it be like tour reviews or kids or however it be, it seems so fucking fake and animated, scripted, just bullshit. I hate watching it because it makes me have these conversations with other creators where I'm like, guys, we could crush this. Like, to just put the real shit out there and it be real and all that. Like, because if they absorb this fake shit and these motherfuckers are over here getting bags off of it.
Imagine what happens when they see
the real shit. The fun stuff, but still the good stuff, but the real with it. Not just, y'all know what I'm saying.
And the more relatable.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. Because that shit I watch on TV, my kids are like this watching it, and I'm watching it just like...
Because that's the ones that's watching it. That's why they don't even know it's fake, because they're young. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know that.
Yeah. I go down, look at the view, it has 60-something million views.
Right. It's been up 6 hours.
You're safe for all kids, genres, yeah.
But yeah, shout out to YouTube, man.
Yeah, for sure.
We are checking this out.
But shout out to y'all, dude. Hopefully, thank we get some content out of y'all, man. Hopefully...
it's coming, for sure.
Yeah. Thank y'all for pulling up. We especially... you, brother, because I've been anxious for you to pull up for some time. Just KO would tell you for sure, once you get that seat as a guest, Bubba, just know it is yours. Anytime you got some shit to say, you hit my line, you hit the DM, bro, let us know, we'll coordinate a time, you pull up, and we'll do it all over again, bro.
Absolutely, man. Y'all go get that new single too, him and B Howard.
Absolutely.
Link will be in the description and the live chat of the for premiere.
Sure.
All facts. Yeah. And also the mutual record featuring KO McCoy. We'll make sure that's down listed below.
Yeah.
But dude, like, we'll stay on them about the content. We'll do everything we can.
Yeah, for sure.
To keep these two creating.
Don't get mad when I get on your nerves.
I ain't mad at you. Never. we encourage
it. We content machines, so where you that's
let's
what we
go.
Want.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Y'all check out Weeze. Be sure to follow him on all his socials, and we'll make sure KO's shit's listed as well. The Yoko link, all that good stuff. Right. But y'all come back soon. We'll see y'all again soon, hopefully. Down there on the end across the room, it's my guy, Chad Arms TV. Our friend KO McCoy and her awesome husband, they need Weeze.
Let's go.
And I'm your friend, Squint615, as I got some shit to say.com, ChadArmsTV.com. Chatty, let's go. Bow.
Bitch, we got views.